Blog Talk Radio.
Man, look, it's your boy Lil KB. You're tuned in to my show, Any Given Wednesday, FCWHHA radio show. This is how I do it.
Walk around with no check on me. Yeah, I doubt it. Your girl ain't finna leave with me.
like, what the hell they talk about? And if I got it, I bought it, cause boy, you know I'm cashing out. Cool. Gotta sit though, though. Ride around with that Nina. Ride with a homie named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I make you? Deep fine, I'm hot in the sky, home. I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm cashing out. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm cashing out. Funny says, don't know, ride around with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I make you? Okay, I dropped the top. They coming by flocking, birds they coming by flocking. Pass them birds like Stockton. Play with my money, I'm popping. No acting, but it's moving. Got fans on the beat, so we ain't losing. Don't act like you ain't true. I'm blowed up, yeah I'm the bomb. Run round blowing on stank bombs. Put you through your stank mom. Top flow, sweet chilling at the pond. We want a whole load, leave y'all the crumbs. Till then I'm running my check up. And it's the boo got it. I'm calling my jet up. Ride around with that Nina. Ride with a homie named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I beat you? Deep fried, I'm hot in the sky, hope I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching out. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching out. Gotta say so, so ride around with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I beat you? Big pimpin' over here. Time to cop the Maybach, already had the vert. I got big money vision, Sammy Sosa pigeons. What that mean? That mean they jumping out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission, nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record and go on and watch me. And you can skate on my ice, just like you playing hockey. And in the booth I beat the beat up, call me Rocky, yeah I'm cocky. Cool. Sonny says, so, so, ride around with that Nina. Ride with a hoop and Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I meet you? G5, I'm high in the sky, hope I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching out. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching out. Sonny says, so, so, ride around with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, how can I meet you?
Can you sing about me?
If I leave her, she got her own visa. Think about them when you think about frontin'. Think about stuntin' when you think about me. I'm the boss, Bentley or the Porsche. Overseas, see jet ski, slide across. I love the way you dress, now take it off. Put your legs high on my shoulders, of course. I'm racing through your mind, but you're already lost. I'm at the finish line, and you're a friend of mine. Come on, let's ride.
Like Paul McCartney stuck in my head. He fell in love with a bitch, he walked away on one leg. She ain't even have to run to get away with the bread. That's some f***ed up shit. Think about that kid. I'm thinking what this thinking when she take me to court. I pay my child support, what the f*** she want? This relationship is too much for me. I wanna be friends and live comfortably. She wanna shine and blow minds on shopping spree. She should have what she want, just not for me. I'm thinking about my future, she part of my past. She don't care about me, she just wants some cash. I'm thinking, damn, girl, we used to be friends. How'd this shit become all about ends?
Just a little bit every now and then.
and you. Yeah, it's the little things you do for me, homie, lover, friend. I can spend my life with you. Yeah, girl, we ain't got a thing to lose, so let's go and run away. It's you and me, never gotta worry, cause we always got each other. Like the moon, the sea, girl, you got me feeling your way. You're my four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter, you're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, word, four-letter, four-letter, four-letter. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, cause you're my
four-letter word, four-letter,
and I'm your
four-letter word,
whoa. To be loved, what a feeling, it's a drug, I'm addicted to your hugs and your kisses and your No matter who's around, I show affection. Walk you on the inside of this hour for protection. I need a moment to take it all in. Feel so surreal, don't it? When you need me, call me. I will never leave you lonely. And I think that it's Tony to just call you my angel. You my Aaliyah. This letter's almost 4 pages. See, my parents and your parents don't agree. They think our love is temporary, cause we only teens. But not too many get it right on the first try. And I'm feeling so right for the first
You're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter, you're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, word, four-letter, four-letter, four-letter.
You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, cause you're my
four-letter word, four-letter,
and I'm your
four-letter word,
four-letter word. I don't wanna hear a love song, cause I live it. Every moment's memorable, we'll never forget it. Love the way you pucker up your lips when I peck it. When you get this message, I'll be right here when you check it. My heart, my mind, my soul, my time, it's all for you, let me say it one more time. My heart, my mind, my soul, my time, it's all for you, underscore, bottom line.
You're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter, you're my four-letter word, four-letter word.
Turn tried to go to sleep and seen her in my dreams. Just in case I run across to the day, I'ma stay clean. Just in case she recognize her face, send her to me and tell her I've been looking for her with a flashlight. You can't tell her nothing, cause I got my cash right. And tell her if she honest, just promise to stay true. Make sure when you tell her we're going past the moon. Turn on the light.
Yo, 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 you know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. You know who it is. Your boy, Lil KP, man. Back in the building like always. Y'all know how I do it, man. First hour, new school. Second hour, old school of songs. You feel me? I know y'all been checking it out on the book and everything, you know what I'm saying? Today, man, I got my man's Ricky Smooth in the building. What's up, Ricky Smooth?
Hey, what's good, y'all? How's everybody?
What's good, y'all? Y'all got excuse me. I'm a little nervous. I ain't gonna lie. I done radio before, but not like this.
Yeah, I heard how you said it. What's good, everybody?
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing out there?
That was crazy. Like, and he said he's a little bit nervous. I don't see what. Ain't like he performing. How you gonna get nervous over the phone? But you becoming the Whoville and everything, getting cracking on the stage. That's opposite, Ricky. That is so opposite. I ain't never heard that.
It's a new venue.
Every time you perform someplace new, you're going to get nervous. You're going to have the butterflies, you know, the bubble guts, you know what I'm saying, squeezing the silent and deadly ones out, you know. I just did that, by the way, so excuse me. But anyway, I'm just playing. But still, you know, you get nervous. That's human nature. That shows that you care about your craft, and that shows that you care about your audience. Because without the audience, there's no Ricky Smooth.
I get where he's coming from. But when I perform, you know what I'm saying? When me and my team perform, we go hard. So, but you're always going to have that hater out in the crowd. You're always going to have that one person, even if they don't show it. But unlike me and my squad, we could tell who it is, but we don't address it because it's pointless because we know we're doing something right. If you hating, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not hating and you're rocking out on our songs and everything, we know we're still doing something right, you know what I'm saying? But you're always going to have the one person, Ricky Smooth, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the nervous part, I get that, but I don't get nervous no more, like, when I perform and everything. I don't get nervous. That was so 2 years ago. I'm just letting you know, that was, like, so 2 years ago, man. Like, when I first started out, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because I never performed in front of nobody. And 2 years ago, man, R. McMoney made it happen, you feel me? And it was just shout to R. McMoney, you know what I'm saying? That's the big dog. That's who got me where I am today. That's who's making this possible. You know what I'm saying? That's who's pursuing my dreams. As well as hers, you know what I'm saying? I gotta give it all to her because I gotta do something in the making. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give something back in return. It's just for me, you feel me? It's a special thing and I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? But she's gonna get her gift. And a little, you know what I'm saying? But, like I'm saying,
That's
your son, he's my Mr. Miyagi. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's like that. But, like I was saying, I don't get nervous no more on stage because I'm so used to performing now. As an artist, Ricky Smooth, let me tell you, as an artist, because you're the way I see it, you're not just going to be a comedian. I got a feeling you're going to take this way past comedy, you know what I'm saying? Because I can see you now, you know, a lot of comedians end up in movies.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you said that, because that's how I got started doing comedy, was doing a play. In fact, doing improv. You do a play with no script, right?
Mm-hmm.
Improv plays. You do it with no script. Mm-hmm. And from there, they kind of explode into doing comedy. In fact, yeah, I've been doing comedy since 2003, but I mean, I'm always trying to learn something new. I'm always trying to do something different. The person who say he ain't trying to learn nothing new, that's somebody who's a complete idiot. You know, and you'd be amazed where you learn it from. Today I'm learning the ins and outs of recording. You know, that's what's up. Tomorrow, who knows what the future may hold. Mm-hmm. But I'm bound and determined to pick it up and to run with it.
That's why you say about no scripts, because as y'all all know, Miss KK directs Soulkeeper. And we actually have a script, but when we first started out, man, it was crazy. And, like, we ran with it. It was her idea. Let me tell you how it worked, how it went. We decided just to make a little storyline, you know what I'm saying, like a little movie thing, you know what I'm saying? But I told her, I was like, no, I don't want to be the main character. So she was like, all right, I ain't going to make it the main character. So we get to this part with the film and everything, right?
Was that before the deal?
No, it was, no, not that. Now, see, that's different. I'm going to
do my research.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later. But I told her I didn't want to be the main character, right? And she went along with it. Yeah, okay. All right, I won't make it the main character. So we get to this part. Next thing you know, she calls me over, and we're filming out of the blue. Like, we just, like, we were just in the middle of nowhere. And, like, we just having a good time. Next thing you know, we're filming, like, out of nowhere. Like, nobody knew what was going on. I didn't even know what was going on. I just went along with it. And then as we're leaving, I'm like, hold up. Like, I'm like, hold up. Did she really just do that? And then, like, the next day, we did it again. So I'm like, I caught on extra late. And I'm like, yo, I didn't want to be the main character. But it was only right. And I see why she put me as the main character. But we did it with no script. Like, that's my whole point. We just ran along with it. Like, she just, her imagination is just crazy. Like, she just takes stuff and it just goes. You feel me? She don't got to write nothing down. It's just, And she writes it down after, you know what I'm saying? After it's already done, she has this vision where it's like, all right, I got it. I get it. This is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Most directors, that's already big and everything, they have to write it down first, and then they go through the lines and everything. Her, it's reverse. She'll picture it first and see how you act it out. Then when it's all said and done, and I ain't talking about just that one scene. I'm talking about when the whole film is done, that's when she'll write it. But it only makes sense to see if it's good enough, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's not, and then you end up writing it, she's going to have to erase all that whole thing and then do it all over, so it's only right. But it's just funny you saying no script, because that's what Miss KK does for now. I don't know where this is going to go, but for now, we use no scripts on Soulkeeper for now until it's all said and done, y'all. Just let y'all know. Tell me somebody who could do that. If not, we out beat y'all. I'm sorry. It only makes sense, especially to the major people that write scripts and then film it. We don't do that. Maybe later on, you know what I'm saying, when we're already in the making, but not right now, man, you know what I'm saying? We just, and it's not even me, it's KK, Miss Candy Costa's idea, you feel me? And I run along with it. That's not just my business partner, man. That's my sister. I love her to death, you know what I'm saying? And we do this, you feel me? We're going to take this forward. So, and me, I'm a cocky person, but I don't take it to the advantage, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what I can do, and I really don't have nothing to prove. Neither does she, you feel me? But we just love doing what we do, you feel me? And that's why people love us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's why people love us, because we don't try too hard. We grind hard, but we don't try too hard to impress nobody. We just do us. Yes.
If it comes, like, with some people, like, I remember I was talking via Facebook with KK about a show, and she was like, you're trying too hard. Just calm down. I'm like, sweetie, it comes naturally to you. Some of us got to work at it, you know, a little bit harder, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Those who have to work at it be around those who it comes natural to, and at some point, it'll come natural to you. That's the way I see it.
I feel you when I went. Let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you how we work toward. You know what I'm saying? How we worked hard. We grind hard, you know what I'm saying? Behind scenes and on scenes. But let me tell y'all how, you know, some people, they chat too hard in public in front of the people. Let me tell you what we went through for us trying hard, or make money put us through. Now, she had us running around schools while rapping the songs or singing. You know what I'm saying? in the cold summer, it didn't matter. You feel me? We had to grind that out. Like, and a lot of people don't understand how hard that is. You feel me? A lot of people, you see them on stage smoking and this and that and third, man. Let me tell you, that's why I run out of breath so quick, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. But we've been through the training. Or McMoney put us through a lot of training, man. Like the jumping jacks while doing the songs. Everything we did, we had to rap our song or sing our songs, man. And it's not easy, yo. It's really not. But it got the best of us. You feel what I'm saying? And it was crazy. It was crazy. Like, I'm telling y'all, man, let me tell y'all, man. My man's BZ Mac, right? He played football. So this man came over and we was doing our little training. You know what I'm saying? For our stage performance and everything. And he was like, man, I could do this. This is easy. Da-da-da-da-da. So I make money. Was like, all right, well, let's see what you got. You know what I'm saying? She didn't just put him on a training. We already been through it, but we had to go on with him. See what I'm saying? So he gave up easy, though. He was like, oh, this is crazy. But we had to bring you back in. He just had to get used to it. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So he like, yo, the drills we go through is worse than football practice, and I just want y'all to know that. It's not no easy game out here. It's not no easy training, yo. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Like nervous. With you being nervous on stage ain't got nothing to what we're doing. Like, or McMoney put us on blast in public. Like, before performance and all, she'll put us on blast and like, on the spot and tell us to spit something easy. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no stuttering. Ain't none of that. We got to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? We've been through it. We've been there, done that. A lot of people don't know that, though. A lot of people just see us as, oh, they're just too talented or they got it good. Nah, we had to work for ours. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
R called me on or something. I did a joke at Hoover one time. In the middle of my set, she's like, that's not funny. I'm like, I'm not done with it yet. You remember? And I would call myself. I'm like, who the hell? Oh, I'm not done with it, R. She's like, all right, but it's not funny. And you know what? After I did it, she right. It wasn't funny. And I didn't hear you do it ever since then.
Hey, it's funny because I get that trait from her, too, like that type of trait. Like, when I first came here, it was like she was going hard on us. You know what I'm saying? Me in particular. Like, she been going hard on KK, so when I stepped up, KK and her started going hard on me, which made me who I am today. Like, it's like, a lot of stuff I could be like, I could look at somebody, and not be like, that's not hard. You know what I'm saying? Or your song is whack, but I won't tell them because I'm not that type of ignorant person. But I could, if I know your song's whack, I can still do a song with you, but make it.
Right.
I can make you, you know what I'm saying? I can get you a little boost up, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people whose songs is really not all like that. I know some of my songs is, they're not weak because I put time into my music. A lot of people freestyle.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all know.
Status, man. I don't care. That, you know what?
Because where status, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm not a freestyle artist. And it's, some people is blessed with it. Like, I can freestyle. KK can freestyle. We can freestyle, but we're not freestyle artists. We like to put time into our music. We really like to bleed on the track because that's where hip-hop came from. Right. Not just, I mean, you can, yeah, it came from you just spitting on the corner. That's true. But a lot of those artists was writing music. So music is really supposed to make sense.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to just say anything. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, now that the internet took over, people's getting deals off of BS.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music was always entertainment, though.
Here's something I always believe, though. Just because if I tell you your stuff is good,
uh-huh.
If my stuff ain't good, I want you to tell me that because I'm going to be real. If it's not good, you going to see me out there, you know, or I'm going out there and I got some weak-ass stuff, and then, oh, yeah, it's good, you know, good joke. And meanwhile, meanwhile, it's like it was corny. You set me up to fail. So, I mean, if I got weak stuff, if I got weak jokes, I want y'all to tell me. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up in the middle of the street. Hey, you know what? That one joke you did, it was not really funny for me. And not everything's for everybody. I understand that. But I'm a performer. And I want to give you the best product I possibly can give you. You know, so that means that maybe I need to tweak this or tweak that.
I'm open-minded and I'm vulnerable enough to say, you know, give me your feedback. Be honest. Honesty is the best thing, the best policy ever. Long story short.
Real rap, it definitely is. I ask my bros and my peoples and my squad all the time, like, listen, is this nice? Like, I'll let them listen to it before I even put it out because I know they're not going to tell me nothing wrong. If they say, no, that's not good, I ain't putting that song out. I ain't even going to put on mixtape, no album. I'm going to redo the whole song. And then I'm going to come back and be like, yeah, how about this one now? They be like, yeah, that's better. Then I'll put it on a song, like a CD or album or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the internet. But if it, I like going to my squad before I even,
you know what,
master the song. Like,
I got, you know, a couple of friends that, I got a couple of friends that are close to me, and I call them my camp. And I'm like, all right, how you feel about this joke? Okay. Now, let me ask you something. If you die at a store, would you buy this joke? Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would you buy this or the sandwich? Oh, you ain't that funny. Oh, I'm just saying. Okay, now I got to go back to work then. All right. Then, so I know what you're saying.
Say, you going to buy this or the sandwich? All right. But look, man, we're going to be back with some of the Ricky Smoothness. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ask him a couple questions. You feel me? But it was a good talk for a little bit. We ain't done yet. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back. Yeah, we ain't done. We're going to get back. And then when we come back, we're going to ask him some questions and everything about his career and so forth and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So this is Jamie Foxx with Gorgeous.
She want her hair done,
okay.
She want her nails done,
okay.
She want her bills paid.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
baby you are.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
you making me wanna
gorgeous.
Spend this money,
gorgeous,
all on you. Get you, girl, I'ma hold you down. Can't know how to man, do you like I do? Nothing on this earth compared to me loving you. Gucci bag, Louis bag. If you want it, girl, then that's what you have. No amount of money in this world is too much. Thank you, Cupid, for introducing the two of us. This must be a match made in heaven. Feels like dice when I roll a seven. Girl, I'm so lucky I found you, found you. God's missing an angel cause you're right here. Beautiful skin and body and some nice hair. Girl, don't you ever walk out of my life. Girl, you are
gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Baby, you are
gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
You making me wanna money,
gorgeous,
all on you.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
baby, you are.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous,
you making me wanna
gorgeous.
Spend this money,
gorgeous,
all on you.
Oh.
If I had the world in my hands,
oh.
I would give it all up just to be your man.
Oh.
In the summertime, we'll build a castle in the sand.
Oh.
In the wintertime, we'll make us a snowman. Something romantic, make love under the moonlight and planets and the stars, how they shine, but not nearly as bright as you and I. God's missing an angel cause you're right here. Beautiful skin and body and some nice hair. Girl, don't you ever walk out of my
join me,
join me,
join me. gorgeous, all on you.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Baby, you are.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
You making me wanna
gorgeous.
Spend this money.
Gorgeous,
all on you.
B.I.G. Nothing
with me.
Oh God.
Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my muff. Oh, click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these babs is there, man, they want the, they want the B.I.G. Oh God.
I tell a bad chief, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yup. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's
okay.
Killing everything that he's putting up.
Click, click, click,
oh, God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Okay, click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these babs and shit, man, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Looking down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Okay, click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these babs and shit, man, they want the, they want the, they want.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When tickets are in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and his might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we living no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian like bar rap. Raphaella, Giselle, no, that's Azalea. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I asked you, look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, they man, they want to. They want to. They want to.
Yeah, Mr. D-O-double-R, I say, yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop, fresh paint job, fresh inside, it's the outside frame and the trunk wide, or the rims big, do it ride good, lean back, right hand on the pine wood, cream on the inside, clean on the outside, cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Somewhere over the hill, on the top of the mountain.
with Hollywood Cole. I'm with Marla G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flowing My real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get you confused. I got a small circle. I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single. I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell her friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in the city. And I got my bees with me like some honey in the city. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give up. X Games. Guns turn you boys into sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you just know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a you can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in the city. And I got my bees with me like some honey in the city. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
How do you say was never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, it's an apartment. Not come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, we ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble that? From where they make gumbo at? Hang at the me jumping like a jumping jack. But you know me, I get on this to have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you ain't a rapper going to heaven right above it. We own shout money, motherfucker. But you ain't running with it, running from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in the city. And I got my bees with me like some honey in the city. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Cry later, your boyfriend was a
by a hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. Heartbreak kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish we clean the back, play with that with my hands. We can do it on the floor or the chair, man. Matter of fact, we could do it anywhere, huh? Call me. I can get it juicy for you. Set the camera up. I can make a movie for you. I'm a nasty nigga. I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young sooner. No, I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck
a nigga. I be up. I be the beat the
I want it, I really, really need it. Take your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get a worse than she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as they know all the words to my song. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that a clap. Make the press. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. What's on your head, little mama, while she work? Tell me what it is. Show me what it could be. Your body on me, your body tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, put me on up. Put it in your I beat the beat up.
I beat the beat up. I beat the beat up.
I'm a big dog. I dive in the head first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the top like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw. I got old use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna put you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name. Baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause it can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that, call us
a bank.
Saying no means, so is in your eyes. Oh, oh, oh.
tell you what to do. Cause when it's said and done, it's choice ain't mine, it's really up to you. Just say yes, don't fix your mouth and tell me no. Drop that bottom jaw for me and just say
saying. Shout out to my man Flair B, man.
Hey, Flurry, so, what's good, Sam?
I don't know what's going on, but, yeah.
What's good, Flurry? It's been a long time since I saw you, but I hope you're doing all right, my friend.
But he was lost. Sorry, no, but, man, we about to get into this, the official interview, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, before we was just talking about other stuff, but we're about to get into this official interview, you know what I'm saying, from Ricky Smooth, you know what I'm saying? First question. Matter of fact, I'm gonna just have you do it yourself because it's simple right here. You know what I'm saying? Just tell the people who you are, you know what I'm saying, and where you come from. I even didn't put it like that, man. It's like you was lost too, but tell the people who you are, you know what I'm saying, where you're from. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's good? I'm that fella, Ricky Smooth. I come from the north side, born and raised, class of 91, Oliver High School. Right now, I'm currently on the Hazelwood side of Pittsburgh. I mean, what else you want to know about that?
Well, you heard what the man said. From the north. The plaza. All of that. But, all right, man. What inspired you to do what you do?
What inspired me into comedy was actually a funny story. I was in North Carolina. And I was in a shelter.
Yeah,
I was in a homeless shelter. And I was sitting around talking with a bunch of guys. I was cracking jokes and telling a story. I love telling a story. And this old man came up to me. He was wearing a Pepsi bottle glasses. He was in a wheelchair. He had the nappiest head I've ever seen. And he was like, Youngblood, I was seeing you talking. And you got it. I said to myself, you got it. You know, he was like, I want to teach you how to be a comedian and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever. He was like, no, for real, come on, you know. And, like, when lights was out and at the shelter, we go into the multi-purpose room, and he have all these notes and stuff, and he would cook, like, steak in a microwave. And, you know, and yeah. And we'd be vibing. He would tell me about the comedians, and it was cool. Hey, Andre, wherever you are, I hope you okay.
All right, man, that's what's up. You got it. You do got it, though, man. You got the what it takes to be a comedian. I can't deny that. You know what I'm saying? You do got it. You feel me?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, all day. All right, what is the best thing about what you do?
The fact that folks are having a good time. And the fact that you get to meet girls doing this, you know. I mean, I'm going to be real. You know, I ain't doing it just, you know, for my health. But in all honesty, I like the fact that folks are having a good time, whether I'm a part of it or I'm the sole reason you're having a good time. Positive energy, upliftment, enlightenment, you know, that kind of thing. That's, you know, what pushes me to do what I do, I guess.
All right, man. What is one of the hardest things about being a comedian?
Hardest thing about being a comedian is coming up with new material. And I say that because you could have a hit record
and play that same hit record over and over and over and over and over again. And people hear that hit record like, oh, that's my jam. And, you know, you get up, you know. But you have that one joke, and it can be funny. And if people have heard it over and over again, they get tired of it quick. So, yeah.
All right, man. What was one of the most embarrassing moments of your career?
There's so many. I lost count after one. I would say embarrassing was, you know what, we did a last Saturday, Epic Saturday at Whoville Lounge. I was in the middle of MCing, trying to, you know, kill some time, and this girl with that drunkenness, she kept heckling me, you know. She had not gonna shut up. And so I took the mic to her, and she got real quiet. What do you mean? You know, but she just kept messing with me the whole night. In fact, at one point, she got up and took the mic off of me, you know. And at that point, I should have turned in my comedian card and just sat down. But I ain't going out like that, no. Well, yeah, that's my latest embarrassing moment right there, when she came up and took the mic off of me.
Hey, yo, she act like she didn't know how to shut up. And so I took the mic to her. And now she want to get quiet. But, man, we going to get back into the interview, you know what I'm saying? That was just a couple questions, man. We still got a couple more questions to go, but we going to get back into it when we come back from the music break, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it cracking. Oh, and it is old school hour, man. That was fast. I don't know if it was because we were just talking,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and it was just going on.
Vibing.
But it's old school hour, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into the old school music. You feel me? This is Tupac. Yeah. Thug Life, baby.
California love. Look at his chick, look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good, I'm so hood. Clap at your soldier, sober. That means after it's over, killer. I'm not your companion, or your man standing. Don't hit me when you wanna get rampant. I be scrambling with lots of mobsters, shop for lobsters, cops and robbers. Listen, every block is locked, locked up. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that, make more Maury kicks, plus Chanel ski hat. She wants the, so I give her the. Now she's screaming out, get her, playing with herself, can't dig it out. Lift her up, man, she's a f***, yo, get it out, pick on us. They want the boy Montana with guns with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy, Santa.
I'm telling ya, put a shell in ya. Now he's bleeding. Get him.
Your heart pumps fear.
to your gut. Did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, off your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in your ear.
Time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice shout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my neck sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the block with your bits. BLS 97, kids bouncing it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Licking on my name, yo, Puffy.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues. Skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, Hollis to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like pralines. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. It can buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dog's cat. Word to mama, I tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the vibes to break me. Bout to rip the try, I say, yo, yo, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches, so niggas and bitches slap the ass on fat. Wait 1 sec, and I get down on rolling with the heavyweight connect. Who's the stomping sound now? Don't you get the switches, grant your riches every time. Bring it bitches when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, building up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these. I'll grab trees. When I get down, I disappear. We disappear and blow up everywhere.
Down over them shop. Oh, no.
crazy. Stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers get round. Just for talking crap. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Drive to get over me. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave. My home is the cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'm a poor paper. It's all about the paper. Chickens caught the papers and now they wanna rape us.
Stop. Stop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll.
Man, look what you done started. Act written, you got it. Had it, should have shot it. Now you're gonna depart. Get at me, dog, gonna rip. But this one here, I'll pitch. Cause I can help when I kick. Gonna be some fix. What was that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. More to the head, got the floor in. Yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery, it's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did to me. Niggas they can't get to me. Got to make a move, got a point to prove. Gotta make them groove, got them all like ooh. So to the next time, you hear this dog rhyme. Try to keep your mind, don't get in crime.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker!
Yeah.
What up? This is Dr. Trey.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Now.
In a party, I go for your neck, so call me Dracula. As I drain, a victim juggle of rain and maintain the lead bloodstain. So don't complain, just chill. Listen to the beats I spill. Keeping it real enables me to make another meal. Still, brothers run up and try to kill at will, but get popped like a pimple. So call me clearer still. I wipe fools off the face of the earth. Since birth, I've been a bad person. Now let me tell you what I'm worth. More than a stealth bomber, I cause drama, the enforcer. Music floats like a flying saucer or a 747 jet. Never forget, I'm that brother that keeps the girls' panties wet. The mic gets smoked once you hear the beat kick. With grooves so funky, they come with a speed stick. Now check the flavor that I'm bringing, the one and only D.R.E. And you know I keep the heads ringing. Five for the host, 6, 7, 8 for death row. Mad brothers about to feel the full effect of intellect, so I can collect respect. Plus a check, now I'm been to get into my men to and take care of this business I need to attend to. Cause my rent's due, and the rap gang's my meal ticket. So you goddamn right I'ma kick it, or get evicted. I bring trouble like Stephen King, or Black Casanova. Running brothers over like Christine. When I rock the spot with the flavor I got, I get plenty of ass, so call me an astronaut. As I blast past another brother's ass who thought he was strong, but I smoke him like grass, just like Cheech Strong. When I blow, fools know it's time to take a hike. Cause I grab the mic and flip my tongue like a tack. I got rhymes to keep you enchanted. Produce a smoke screen with the funky green to keep your eyes slanted. So check the flavor that I'm bringing, the one and only D.R.E. And you know I keep the heads ringing.
Just get on down.
Yeah, running things as if I was a mayor. But I ain't no politician, no competition. Sending all opposition to see a mortician.
Man, you ain't gonna believe it. We got a plane.
Step on stage and get faded just like a flat top.
Ray having a party in the back. Let me come get you.
Ray came to wax you, so just call me Mop and Glow. Many try to, but just can't rock with. I'm 6'1", 225, a pure chocolate. Your chances are jacking me a Slim G. Cause I rock from summer to Santa comes down the chimney. Ho, 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 it's so, as I continue to flow. Cause yo, I'm just a fly Nick Rose, so check the flavor that I'm bringing. The one and only D.R.E. And I got to keep the head ringing.
Get back into these questions for this interview, you know what I'm saying, with my man. All right, so we're going to start up where we left off, you know what I'm saying? So tell the people, why do they call you Smooth?
Somebody gave me that name when I was a senior in high school because, well, as he said, it's the way you carry yourself, like you're above pettiness. And I'm like, obviously he got me mistaken with somebody else. But when I got older, it was just certain things that I did where being a gentleman, you know, I was never a thuggish, rugged kind of dude. I was always more, oh, you're so sweet, you know. Nah, baby, I ain't sweet. I'm smooth, you know. So instead of saying, oh, he's so sweet, he's so smooth, you know, little things like sending cards, you know, corny stuff like that. Or if my girlfriend's birthday, I'm going to call her mom and be like, hey, Mom, I just want to say thank you for giving birth to the most wonderful woman in the world other than yourself. You know, stuff like that. You know, candies, flowers. You know, I mean, anybody could be hardcore, thuggish, ruggish, and want to be gangster. But it takes an individual to be himself.
Yeah.
And a long way around the world, drawing out when he's putting it, just being myself. That would make me smooth. I'm my own person.
Period. You know what I'm saying? All right, what are you looking to get out of this, like, far as your career, even being a comedian? What are you looking forward to getting out of it? Like, what is your plans? How far are you going to take it?
Oh, I'm going to take it as far as I can go with it. And it's all about being at the right place at the right time and being with the right people. I have some projects I would like to look into. I like to say I'm a multi-dimensional artist. I mean, I do some photography. I've done some modeling. Yeah, I've done some modeling. I've done some poetry. I like to snip my hands in a little bit of everything. So we'll take this as far as it'll go.
All right, man. Do you have any inspiration, anything inspiring to say? Like, you know what I'm saying, inspirational?
Well, something inspirational, just be you. I mean, you can't be nobody else but yourself, and not everything's for everybody. And if you really, really want something, then you're going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. I mean, long story short, I started hanging out with Southside family, and when it was time to go, it's time to go. So I made my way back to where I was at, you know, and then I've been around them long enough. They was like, yo, this dude is serious. And okay, well, if you want to make things happen for yourself, then you got to put the time into it. If I want to say anything, long drawn out, put time into it. Things don't happen overnight. You got to be patient.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, man, where can the people find you at? How can they get in contact with you?
77793. It's like, no, I'm just playing. That's an old time song. You can hit me up on Facebook, Richard Ricky Smooth. You know what? My Facebook name is so long. I did that as a favor for a friend. He was throwing a party and he's like changing names. KMF. Shout out to Camden KMF boys. You know, you get into the party for free. Well, I did that as a favor for him and as a favor for myself, and I just kept it on there. But it's Richard Ricky Smooth, KMF Smoothest Member Morris at Facebook.
Period, period. All right, man. Tell the people who and what you're repping.
As of late, I'm repping Southside Family. So pretty much that's where I'm – you see them around. I'm probably somewhere around there lurking in the shadows somewhere. Much love to Southside Family. You know, these cats are – they the real deal. You know, they done took me under their wing. They done taught me some things. As we speak now, I'm sitting there watching – looking over shoulders, asking questions, and then they look at me like, okay. Like, what is obvious to them is not obvious to me, but they're not, like, giving me that kind of vibe. They're, like, encouraging me to grow as an artist, as a student, and that's what I like. So, yeah, I'm growing with Southside.
Period, period, man. I heard him. Reverend Southside Family, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, SSF, till we die, you know what I'm saying? Roll with us or get flown over, period. that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Roll with us or get flown over. That's how it goes, you know what I'm saying? But what's up, Ricky, man? I heard you got some funny stuff to say, like you're the comedian. Why don't you give the people a little bit of juice?
This joke here is on a personal level. But it's about this dude I know. In fact, that's my ex-wife's baby daddy, and his name is Levi, and I'm not going to say his last name because this is still a family show, but he was so dumb, he saw a road sign that said Disneyland left, so he turned around and went home. I kid you not, that's how this dude was. He was, like, really slow. He was so slow, boy. He needed a sippy cup and a helmet just to go to the bathroom. I mean, he was just one of the kind of dudes. But let me ask you this, if I can, real quick. How many of y'all right about now think about ordering pizza? Okay, and I say that because the idea of ordering pizza, it would change the mood of the whole night. And it's funny because it's a whole drawn-out process, right? Real quick, I'm going to get into it. Okay, and first let's start with, what y'all going? Y'all want to order pizza? Okay, yeah, we're going to order pizza. And then you spend 10 minutes figuring out what y'all want on your pizza. Okay, fine. Then you call the pizza shop, right? And they're like, all right, blah, 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 blah. All right, we'll be here in 30 minutes. No, what they mean is we'll be here in an hour and a half. Okay, fine. So then you with your girl or you just sitting, you know, you just out, you know, you just at the house hanging, you know. And with me, it's always when I'm in the middle of doing dishes or I'm in the bathroom or something, the phone rang. Yeah, pizza delivery. Or, you know, like it's a Miami Vice deal or something like, yeah, you order a delivery? I'm outside. All right, so you got to put shoes on, put a jacket on, grab the money, run all the way downstairs, out in the building, and he's always parked way down the end of the street. Dude, I said 2212. You way down there? All right, fine. So then it's always some dude from the Middle East who's driving an Infiniti. Who throw a pizza driving an Infiniti? Come on, that's crazy. Okay, so anyway, he get out the car, and he got on some cowboy boots. And he got on some $100 jeans, and he got on a dirty T-shirt, and then he go in the trunk and get your pizza. All right, fine. So then you pulling the money out, right? You try to get in and out. You try to make it as quick as possible. You pulling the money out. How much I owe you? $32.45. So you give him $35. You know, I want my change. I'm sorry.
if you're driving an Affinity pizza, I mean, you drive an Affinity delivering pizza, you do not need my tip. I'm sorry. Call me stingy, but I don't think that's reasonable, you know, me tipping you and I'm still on the bus and you drive an Affinity. I mean, that just don't make no sense. You're not going to know, not off my back. I'm sorry. So anyway, you got the pizza and you're walking down the street, you know, you're walking down your little courtyard, you're walking up the steps, and the whole building smells like pizza. Now, the whole neighborhood knows that you don't order pizza. And, of course, they order, you order like a 16 cut, and they give you a big old box, right? All right, fine. So then you got the pizza, you go up the steps and everything, you're in the elevator, you know, and that's when everybody, oh, yeah, you order pizza? No. This is a ham and cheese sandwich and a big old pizza box. Yeah, I order pizza, you know. Okay, fine. So you walk in, and then the pizza get heavy. Because once you go past the third floor, it starts getting a little heavy. The box starts getting a little hot. You got pizza smell all over you. All right, fine. So then you're walking down the hallway, leaving a pizza smell everywhere. Okay. And then you get in the house, right? And if you got children, it's the funniest thing. They get all amped up. Pizza, 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 pizza. So you walk in there like you done saved the whole night with a big old box of pizza. Boom. Ta-da. That's the pizza delivery story of the night. Like, I think I'm going to want to order me a slice myself tonight. KP, what you like on your pizza?
Pineapples, extra cheese, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. You know what I mean? But, man, good luck, Rookie Smooth, man. Ricky. No, I'm just playing. But, good luck, Ricky Smooth, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, showing support, man, showing the love like always, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we about to have at least 20 minutes left for the show, man. I want to thank everybody who called in. Shout out to Flav B, man. That's my bro.
Up,
you know what I'm saying? My producer as well with Miss Kenzie Casa is my producer, too. You know what I'm saying? Only got two. I don't really – I'm kind of picky, y'all. I just want y'all to know, man. I'm picky. You know what I'm saying? On who's mastering my stuff and who's behind the scenes with my music. You know what I'm saying? I'm picky. So, I only have two. You feel me? I ain't going to laugh. I'll work with other producers, but as my official producers, you know what I'm saying? Flav B and Kenzie Casa, I'm sorry. I mean, those are the only two that I really trust. I'm not going to lie to y'all. You feel me? I'm picky with Maz. I'll give other people a chance, you know what I'm saying? I'll rep they beats too. But my favorites is the ones I came in with. You feel me? My day ones. So that's what it is. Sorry to tell y'all. Yeah, and it's going to stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Ricky Smooth came through. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get back into this music. Yes, Sam. What's up?
Every second and fourth Saturday, you can check me and KP out on the Mickey Smile series. It starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 12. So make sure you check that out. And I enjoyed me on the air with y'all. Hit me up with some questions, feedback. Let me know what's on your mind. You all have a good night. Peace.
Period, period. I heard it, yo. We're going to get back to the music. Let's go.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
pic of me and my B-O-Y-Z from the H-double-O-D and W-A down with me. Strong and I'm raging. Turn the page and see I'm not a son of a gun, I'm a gauging. Nothing can avoid this shot cause it's hitting. It's so cool when you touch it where I'm missing. I'm coming off wrong into your speaker, making the suckers on the street feel weaker. But most I think know not to deal with me. Yo, it's obvious, tell them who you came to see.
Y'all know what time it is.
Born in 73, why you be lying about your age?
Man, why you gotta bring that up? Yo, get this fool out of here.
Yo, Aiden, why you always cussing on your record?
Man, who are you, Gene Autry or something? I just do that to get my plan across. Now I wanna know who you came to see.
To tell y'all some about the hip-hop news, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't get into that, but I'm going to give y'all this one because this is crazy. Y'all know who Trinidad James is. If y'all don't, the dude who sings "I'll Go Everything," do your research on him, you know what I'm saying, pull him up online or whatever y'all got to do. But, man, I do not agree with what he just said, man. I really don't. I'm sorry. He said, Atlanta runs New York rap. Now, y'all know if y'all know hip-hop, y'all know the history of it. You see what I'm saying? Y'all know that hip-hop generated from New York. You feel what I'm saying? Bronx, Queens, you know what I'm saying? That hip-hop, New York created hip-hop. You feel me? So you can't say Atlanta runs New York rap. It's impossible. I don't care if New York settled down with it or not. You can't say it runs it because it created it. You can't. It's just impossible, you feel me? And that's my opinion, you feel me? It's there's no way Atlanta came later, too, at that. There's no way.
Atlanta's like it's a new sound now, you know? It's just a new flash in the pan. And that's not, you know, this in Atlanta. I want nobody from Atlanta calling and saying, we got this and we got that. It's right now, it's a balance of power, shifting of power. You know, hip-hop originated in New York, yes, no doubt about that. But right now, Atlanta's the hot spot for right now, you know, because not many people know. The original group, hip-hop group came out of Atlanta. Do you know who the original hip-hop group came out from Atlanta was? Another Bad Creation. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, it's a hot spot now, but, you know, he was wrong for saying
that. Yeah, I mean, like, you're skipping, and plus you're skipping, like, you went straight to Atlanta from Europe. Now, you're supposed to go to Compton. Like if you want to get real, you know what I'm saying? Like, not even the Berg, though. I'm from the Berg, man. I love my city, but let's take it like this. I'm going to put it like this. New York had the whole Crush Groove, the Fat Boys, you know what I'm saying? Let me school y'all on something if y'all don't know this. I do my research on hip-hop a lot, you know what I'm saying? I watch the documentaries and everything. After New York took over the hip-hop game,
it went straight to L.A., just to let y'all know. That's when N.W.A. came out. You see what I'm saying? I apologize. That was my fault. I forgot to put my phone on vibrate. If y'all heard it, because sometimes people don't hear it when it happens. A lot of people just hear the vibration. But you know what? Leave it alone, Miss KK. All right. Let's get back into the what I was saying. Yeah. All right. So New York had the Fat Boys, we had Run DMC, LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? We had all them. So what happened was, if y'all do y'all research, who said it? I think Ice-T said it. Yeah. He had, he had KRS-One, Dougie Freshman. Come on, man. Ice-T said this. I'm pretty sure it was Ice-T because I was watching it. Ice-T said what we had to do, because, you know, he's from L.A. He said what we had to do was find a group to create, just like Run DMC's and the Fat Boys and them. You know what I'm saying? Because they was hot. You know what I'm saying? They created hip-hop. So Ice-T said he went all the way to New York, you know what I'm saying, and was really just doing his schoolwork on it. You know what I mean?
What?
Breaking? No, snap. I ain't know nothing like that. I ain't know all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do my research on the movies. I'm pretty sure I can find out a lot of stuff, dude.
But hip-hop and movies sound more
like... But, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't see where you just skip to Atlanta at, because Atlanta came later. You know what I'm saying?
That's a form itself.
But that's because he's from Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I can understand you repping your hood and you repping your set and whatever, however y'all want to put it now. But let's be honest. Do you really think Atlanta runs New York rap? I'll tell you what. Go to New York and say that. And then we'll see what happens from there. And I'm not saying that to start some turf war or nothing like that, but I'm just really saying, brother, man, you really need to think about that one before you done said that. Or maybe you said it, but then somebody took it and twisted your words around. That's probably your best bet to say. Because I can, for you to sit there and honestly look me in the face, like you is now with this picture, and say that, and all posed up like, yeah, I said it, I meant it, I'm here to represent it, you know, you're going to cause some kind of problem, because Atlanta just is new at this, more or less. New York been out for eons, and you can't, New York is too big, too many people are coming out on a consistent basis for you to say run, Atlanta run New York rap. I mean, that's like on Facebook now. They were talking, I'm not going to mention names. The name's going to be admitted to it, to prevent embarrassment to the guilty. But they were naming names from Pittsburgh that Wiz and Mailman and a couple of, you know what I'm saying, a couple other people, Melly Mel, you know, a couple other people that they were talking about. Again, it depends on your time, your era. If you were born in 1970s, okay, New York was where rap came from. That's what we know. If you were born in the 90s, then yeah, all you know is Atlanta rap. So, I mean, for you to sit there and say that, I find so many flaws in that theory. It's making my allergies break out. And I'm allergic to, you know, so.
Allergic to BS talk.
Yeah.
But, hey, for real, if you going to say something like that, why don't you go from New York to L.A.? Let's follow the pattern. Let's follow the patterns. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't Atlanta. That's more of an entertainment spot. You know what I'm saying? They made up the dances. I'm gonna give it to you like that. They made up dances and twisted it. I'm gonna give y'all that. But far as just straight up playing rap music, man,
rap came from here.
Yeah. Y'all better do some Crush Groove research.
Okay, and let's not forget the Gulf Coast guys, you know, Master D. You know,
for a minute there, everybody was on, you know, Master P's parade, you know. Even Snoop went down there, you know, the game was meant to be sold. You know, he did a couple of records with them. So, I mean, it's a matter of, all it is just everybody changing, everybody getting a turn to shine. That's it. But to say that you solely run, one city solely runs a whole industry, man, that's just how turf wars start. And we too old for all that. That's just so 1990s.
Like Master P, his, but his, I can see where his is. Like, the he basically took matter into his own hands, you feel me? Because there's a lot of people who came up from the ground, you know what I'm saying? But everybody should know his history, you know what I'm saying? But what he actually did was he took over the game for a minute. He took over the game for a minute and then left.
You say,
like, he took over the game for a minute and then left. You know what I'm saying? He did what he had to do and dipped. Like, he wasn't being greedy, you know what I'm saying? He had to provide for his family. He did that. He got his own business, his own label, movie company. All that. He got a lot of stores, okay. You know what I'm saying? Clothing, like, man, he don't need to do nothing else. He did what he had to do. So when he did leave that rap game, that money was still coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He made sure of that. So his is, he's booming right now. I don't care what nobody say. He doesn't do, matter of fact, I'm lying. I was about to say he doesn't do music anymore, but he actually does. He got a new mixtape called Return of the Godfather. He got a new mixtape out. I do my research, man. Y'all better step your game up. Trinidad James, man, that's just my opinion. It doesn't
call
run
here.
It.
You got a problem with what we had to say. Call his number. Like, no, I'm just lying.
That's just my opinion, man. It doesn't run. It does not run New York rap. That's impossible. It never will. You feel me? It never will. There's no way. You can't say you run the birth of hip-hop. You feel me?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't say your city runs the birth.
All that is, in my opinion, and this is strictly my opinion,
yeah.
You can take it for whatever it's for. But whatever. I think he's just getting a little full of himself, you know. He got a little couple of dollars in his pockets, you know what I'm saying? He can have cheese on his hamburger now, and so now he don't know how to act, you know what I'm saying? You know, he could drive whatever car he would like to drive, and he just don't know how to act. And I think that his ego got the best of him. I ain't mad at you, but for you to sit there and say, Atlanta runs New York rap, man.
That's like when Kendrick Lamar said he's the king of New York, but that's different from saying run it. Because, you know, Kendrick Lamar is not from New York. He's from Compton. You feel what I'm saying? But everybody took that as he's just basically trying to get hip-hop back where it was, where it came from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's different from saying Atlanta runs New York rap. You skipped the whole, you skipped that lane. You just skipped it. Like, it went from New York to L.A. You can't just skip a lot of, you can't skip it, yo. I mean, like I said before, yo, the best thing there for is dancing. You know what I'm saying? Except for my man T.I. and Ludacris. Yo, I banged with them. I ain't going to lie. But they came later, too. You know what I'm saying? They came later, too. You skipping Eazy-E and them.
Yeah.
You skipping all of them. Like, you can't just.
It's like, if it wasn't for Eazy-E, we couldn't drop the nouns and pronouns that's in the music today. Before Eazy-E came out, you didn't hear people cussing and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. N.W.A., as much controversy that they caused, those cats were some pioneers, though, straight up. I mean, because it was, for them, they exercised the constitutional right of freedom of speech. For years and for a while, they was like, we got banned this record. But it was selling because they're doing what was our God-given right, and that was freedom of speech.
They had their own movement, too.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter. NWA had their own movement, so that's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a different from running. But when you think of New York, a lot of people think of Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, you can't think of him. You got to go way before that. Like, a lot of people say, Biggie's the king of New York. It's like
Biggie or Jay-Z.
It's like, yeah, how can you say that? Like, Biggie only been in the game for 3 years. He only had 3 years in the game.
No, he wasn't known for long. He just only had 3 CDs out.
Three CDs, but that's what they're basing it off of.
It's
like, because there wasn't mixtapes back then.
It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Yeah, it's like, but you can't, like, a lot of people say
Jay-Z, too. You're right. A lot of people say Jay-Z. But it's like, I mean, Jay-Z's nice. Don't get me wrong. I bang with Jay-Z.
What? My man DMX, that's my dude right there, man.
But
well, his little short self.
But he, DMX, yeah, but he kind of, he's kind of crazy. Like, he was more of a rough rider. Like, you know what I'm saying? A rough rider. I'll say, like, people like Big Daddy Kane, man, like, some type of people, like. Yeah, but wasn't he repping New York though? He wasn't. I thought he was repping.
Off the air about Big Daddy Kane. I've been one of his girls that he used to date.
And he was Philly. Him and this big dude that used to beatbox.
Oh.
Big
Marquee. Oh, all right.
The friends. Oh, baby, you.
Oh, well, they took theirs. Well, they got they city up from just doing that though. You know what I'm saying? But just like. Taking it back, saying you can't go from New York to Atlanta.
So
that's impossible.
Coming out of there? Well, no, that's more like music. Well,
yeah.
Who came out of Philly? What's his name?
Meek Mill.
No, Will Smith came out.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Them, like you know, you can't. Yeah, like and then you skip in Philly, you can't just go from that to Atlanta. Like you were like I don't know, but he's a newcomer. He's a newcomer.
I forgive you this time.
What the heck? But man, we about to end the show, man. You can check in to Miss KK and Mamu Thursdays tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Same time. You can check in to Shay Shay's Creamy Fridays on Friday, like always. You feel me? We going in. What you want to say to the people, Ricky Smooth?
I have fun. I hope you have fun too.
Feedback. Let us know how we did
so we can give you a better show. And definitely check us out, me and KP, every second and fourth Saturday, Make You Smile Series, 10 to 12. Look forward to seeing you.
Man, we have my man Archive in the building. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Archive?
I don't know how much time you got, but they said three people got shot leaving Bashir High School today, right?
Yeah.
So they on a talk show talking about it heavy, right? And what should you do about it? Upper St. Clair is trying to pass a bill for their school district for their security guards to carry weapons.
You know
what I'm saying? So.
All right, we out.